माधव कुञ्जबिहारी
Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Raj Guruvadi Jaya Adam Tukoti Vaishnavriki Jaya Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya Prem Sukaho Shukrishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vashadigo Bhaktivinoda Jai Sri Siddhartha Krishna Gopinath Shama Kumbhata Kumidhika Vikhanti Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Pradip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Chamanamai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakti Prima Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees Gaur Priminam Devi What's this for? That's better. If we need fresh air, that's what the windows are for. Hmm? Is it too warm? No, it's not. Okay. Thank you all for coming to this evening's program, all but one of you. Could we do a holy cell phone check, please? All the mobiles should be off. Just press the off button on him. Timinandasya Gyananjana Shadakaya Chakshur Miditam Jena Tasmai Shri Udave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tathati Shapadam Kikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Kata Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadrutam Parishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dadita Sri Shakan Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gogangi Radhe Vrindaneshwari Prashapanu Sute Devi Vanshako Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasani Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all again for coming. been asked to speak about renunciation in all the different ashrams. About Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, Vairagya Vidya Nijabhakti Yoga Shikshartameka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Buddhiya Tamaham Kripadhyay. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach transcendental knowledge and detachment. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada explained that detachment is secondary. The primary thing is attachment. Attachment to Krishna. To be detached from matter without being attached to Krishna is very difficult. The impersonalist sannyasis try to do that, but it's very difficult. Sannyasis tu mahabaho dukkhamaptum mayovatam. Where is that? The Book of Gita. Sannyasastu mahabaho dukkham aptum yogata yoga yukta munir brahma nachi nadi gachati. Something like trying to get a fish to fly, getting a child to be quiet in the lecture. Sannyasas tu mahabaho dukkham aptum yogata. A yogata means a person who's not engaged in Krishna consciousness. For a person who's a yogata, who's not engaged in Krishna consciousness, sannyas, renunciation, simply brings unhappiness. Sannyasastu mahabaho dukkham aptum yogata. Yoga yukta munir brahma nachirena digashati. But for one who's engaged, achieving the destination is expected very soon. Yoga yukta munir brahma, for a thoughtful person who's engaged in the service of Krishna. Not Chirena. Won't take a long time. Adigashtati. Yoga yukta vishuddhatma jitatma jitendriya sarva bhutatma bhutatma kurvanapi nilipyate. The Krishna conscious person is vishuddhatma, a pure soul. Impure soul means soul who has the spirit of trying to lord it over the material energy.
is impure. The soul is pure by nature. He has nothing to do with material energy. But when he gets it in his mind that let me enjoy, let me control, then he becomes impure. Even the Mayavadi sannyasis who are thinking of merging with the Absolute, that's also a kind of sense gratification. But they're also not Vishuddhatma, Avishuddhabuddhi. They may be thinking themselves liberated, Vimuktamani. But Avishuddhabuddhi, their intelligence is not pure. But the Yogi Yukta Vishuddhatma, Vijitatma, Jitendra. One has to control the senses, Vijitatma, control the mind. Atma means sometimes senses, sometimes usually mind. One has to control the mind, otherwise the mind will cause havoc. Controlling the mind is the same thing. It means fixing the mind in Krishna. Or engaging the mind, thinking always how to please Krishna, how to serve Krishna, how to spread Krishna consciousness movement. That's the best engagement for the mind. Otherwise, the mind will think of how to enjoy this material world. Whether one's brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, if he's always thinking of how to please Krishna, then the mind becomes his friend, and then he can be the best friend of all living beings. Sarva-bhūtātma-bhūtātma. Then he becomes dear to everyone, everyone becomes dear to him. He's not the best friend of every living being. Krishna is the best friend, but he becomes the servant of the best friend. So he's as good as the best friend. Always thinking of Krishna. How to please Krishna, how to serve Krishna. This is the bit brahmachari means, that he's the servant of the spiritual master. So he should always be thinking how to carry out the orders of the spiritual master, how to satisfy the spiritual master, remembering the instructions of the spiritual master. In this way, always engaged. And the grihasthas also should be always thinking of how to serve Krishna. That's called grihasthasya. The householder life for sense enjoyment is the engagement of the unfortunate creatures bewildered by the material energy. They're imagining that they'll find happiness by sense gratification, imagining that they'll find happiness in this material world. And the best is that they can be bewildered by Maya and think, yes, this is nice. That's not actual enjoyment, that's illusion. For some time, yes, I'm enjoying, yes, I've got it. And then get kicked in the head by Maya. And then come back and get kicked in the head again. Now the householder life is not meant for sense gratification, it's meant for devotional service. Life is meant for devotional service, whether grihasthashram, vanaprasthashram, brahmacharyashram, sannyasashram. It's meant for the service of Krishna. That's the actual business. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the ideal householder. Manasadeha geha yogi chumur arpu tvapare mandakishwar. He says that, my dear Krishna, Nandakishore, everything belongs to you. Manasa, the mind. Deha, this body. And Geha, my house also. House means wife. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes one verse that the house is, doesn't mean the house. House means wife. A man who's living in a house isn't a householder. When he has a wife, then he's a householder. So, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur says my house, it means starting with the wife. That my wife is not my property for sense enjoyment. The wife is the servant of Krishna. Wife is meant to be engaged in the service of Krishna. And wife, and then from wife, children. Children are meant for being engaged in the service of Krishna. If we can't engage our children in the service of Krishna, why are we having children? Pitam asociat, janin asociat, namochiyat yasanupetya mrityu. In Bhagavatam it said that one shouldn't become a father, shouldn't become a mother, shouldn't become a husband, pitam asociat. Unless he can save the person under his care from the clutches of birth and death. And serious business. So the householders have a great responsibility. Getting good children, training them to become good devotees. And charity also is the duty of the householders, because they're the only ones who generate income. So the duty of the householders is to make money, and the duty of the brahmacharis, vanaprasthas and sannyasis is to plunder it. The money should be used for the service of Krishna. The materialistic way of life, we think money is meant for improving our standard of living more and more. But in spiritual life, we think that the standard of living should be kept low, because then there's fewer problems and also less work. Those who are in business know that it's easier to reduce your expenses than increase your income. So the householder life, with increasing expense, becomes a burden. To meet the expense, one has to work. Especially in America or the West, the husband is working, wife is working, everyone's working. And what are they working for? Oh, better if we reduce the expenditure. There's some statistic from the United States government that maybe 20 years ago, maybe a little more than that, 20 years ago, something like that. If the husband and wife were both working, it means the husband was not doing very well. And he was in financial difficulty, or, you know, lower, not making very much money. Just do it, whatever, don't talk about it. Come in or don't come in, but don't talk about it. If husband and wife were both working, it meant that his income was very low. And so she also had to work to make ends meet. Now if husband and wife are both working, it's to maintain their lifestyle. This is called Maya. Yes. Rather than taking care of the children, rather than seeing to the home, working very hard to support the home that she never sees. Making, going to work to make money to pay for childcare. So, as far as possible, cell phones should be turned off. Every cell phone has a button, and by pressing that button, the cell phone turns off. If you haven't found that button, please find it and press it hard. I'm working in Africa these days with BBT, working to publish books. So anyone whose cell phone rings, your cell phone can be a donation. Kamasya nendriya prithir bhava jiveta yavata jivasya tattva jigyasa nartayascheha karmati. Bhagavatam says that life's desire should not be directed towards sense gratification. Kamasya na indriya prithir. Labo jiveta yavata. One should take enough to keep body and soul together. What we actually need, not increasing, but what we actually need, we should take. Labo jiveta yavata. Why? Jivasya tattva jigyasa narto yascheya karmabhi. Because human life is meant for spiritual realization. We shouldn't divert our energy or have our energy plundered by Maya. Simply working. Work is there, but that's not the goal of life. Simply, where is money, and then getting money and then spending it for improving material circumstances. Jivasya tattva jigyasa, spiritual inquiry, and when one reaches the conclusion of spiritual inquiry, Vasudeva Saramiti Sama, Krishna is everything. Let me serve Krishna. So, the in every ashram, an attachment to Krishna should be cultivated. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the practical means to do that by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Becoming attached to the holy name of Krishna means becoming attached to Krishna himself. we should chant Hare Krishna. Kirtan is there, Japa is there, Sankirtan is there, to glorify Krishna and become attached to Krishna. It's Tane Hrishikesha Tava Prakirtya in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Oh, Hrishikesh, by chanting your glories, all of the everyone becomes attached to you. Where is that? Sthane Hrishikesha Tava Prakirtya. Jagat Prahishyat Janarajyate Cha. This is the whole world becomes happy. Prahishyati. The whole world becomes happy by hearing your glories. Rakshansi Pitani Dishodravanti Sarve Namashanti Chasakansanga. The Rakshasas aren't very happy. When Krishna is glorified, Dishodravanti, they scatter. That's good. Therefore, the more we chant Hare Krishna, the more the Rakshasas will be scattered, running in all directions, because they don't like it. But Sarve Namashanti Chasiddha Sangha. The perfect persons, the devotees, they all appreciate the chanting of the holy name of the Lord and offer their obeisances to the Lord. So we're meant for that, to be engaged in Krishna's service. The more we're engaged in Krishna's service, the more we become freed from the material energy, the more we become happy, and the less we become interested in trying to be to enjoy this material world. Raso Varjam Raso Pyasya Param Drishtva Anivartate. To give up sense gratification is very difficult. But to take up Krishna consciousness is very easy. To take up Krishna consciousness is very easy. Then one gets a higher enjoyment, higher taste, and gives up that lower thing. So that then yoga yukto munir brahma nachirena nikashchit. Then one becomes makes quick progress on the path back to God, back to home. The brahmacharis are engaged that way by the orders of the spiritual master. The grihasthas are engaged in that way. Now what's ringing?
That's
a vehicle in reverse. They've invented so many ways to make the world crazy. It's not only the vehicle in reverse, it's the whole world in reverse. Backward civilization. They think that in the old days people were so backwards. That's because they're backwards now. Yanasha Sarvabhutanam Tasyam Jagati Samyami. Tasyam Jagrati Bhutani Sanjana Pashatamana. They think they're making progress, but those who are actually making progress think that those people are making progress backwards. Making progress in sense gratification means increasing the degree of the fever. That's progress. You've gone from this temperature to that temperature and going still higher. But that's progress in diseased life. And those who are sane don't think that that's progress. Progress means progress in devotion service. Brahmacharis, grihasthas, then vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means further detachment. Because even though the grihasthas may be engaged in Krishna's service, there's a natural attachment between husband and wife, to home, to family. That should be cut. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says. In the 15th chapter, Asanga Shastrena Dridhena Chitta. He compares the whole world to a big banyan tree, material life. The big banyan tree, very complicated, roots going up, roots going down, spreading everything in all directions, no one knows where it begins, where it ends. One should cut oneself off from that tree. How? Asanga Shastrina, by the weapon of asanga, detachment. Asanga Shastrina Dritena, determined detachment. Chitva, one should cut oneself off. One is not meant to remain in household or life forever. In first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the first class example of a bewildered, attached householder is given in the form of Dhritarashtra, who was so attached to, so bewildered by Maya that he thought, even after losing everything, that he would live happily in the palace as the royal uncle of Maharaj Yudhisthira with Gandhari. So Vidur came to enlighten him. That you're, what are you doing? You're living like a dog in the palace. You're living like a dog. Now you're old, you're blind since you were born, you're spiritually blind also, your hearing is going, your teeth are becoming loose, when you speak, your voice chokes up. Your liver's going bad. So you're, all these are signs of death approaching you. But you don't see it. You're such a fool. He didn't directly call him a fool, but he implied. You're so foolish that you don't see it. And you've lost everything. You've lost the kingdom. You've lost your sons. And now you're living in the home of those whose property you tried to steal by so many intrigues. And you're living on the scraps fed to you by Bhima, who killed Duryodhana, who killed Dushasana. You have no shame. Or you should get out of here. You should get out before death overtakes you. Prabhupada comments that to remain in householder life till the fag end is the grossest form of degradation. The grossest form of degradation. To think that we'll go on and go on. The later part of life is meant for getting free from these things. For becoming dependent on Krishna. This Dhritarashtra was staying in the palace because he didn't know where else to go. He thought, how will I live? How will I eat? Who will take care of me? So Dhritarashtra said, Vidura said, just go. Get out. And he did. In the without telling anyone, not even Sanjay, he left. If he told Sanjay, Sanjay might have said, no, you please stay. I'll take care of you. But without even telling Sanjay, he left. And Gandhari also followed him. That's vanaprastha. They went to the forest, went to the Himalayas, and there lived very austerely, just to get free from the entanglements of so much royal position and the reactions of so many evil deeds. To get free from whatever was left of family attachment. They went to the forest. Previously, all of the great kings used to do that. Who was that forefather of the Pandavas? Shantanu Maharaj. He also, in his house, younger days, he got married and became attracted also to that fisherman's daughter. But in the mature stage, he also got out. Went to the forest. But they all used to go. Prikshit Maharaj, of course, even in his youth, he became an old man in his youth. The old man means one who's going to die soon. He was cursed to die in 7 days. Oh, he also, why will I stay? Now in this modern age, someone hears I have 7 days left to live, he'll think, how much sense enjoyment can I pack into 7 days? But Prikshit Maharaj was sober, intelligent. He thought, I have 7 days, now what will I do? He went to the Ganga, and so many sages came there. And finally he got the opportunity to hear about Krishna. The Sukadeva Goswami advised him that if you want to be free from fear at the time of death, and everyone's afraid of death, then you should hear and chant and remember Krishna. So the vanaprastha life is meant for that. Of course, in this age, we're not equipped to go to the forest and live on roots and berries and dress in tree bark. That's not expected. Therefore, Prabhupada created in Vrindavan that guest house so that gentlemen could retire from family life and live peacefully in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is meant for that. Vrindavan is not meant for sense gratification. And one can read, that's also the forest. Vrindavan, Vrindavan means forest. But rather than try to go to the forest and live on roots and berries, one can go to Vrindavan, chant Hare Krishna, engage in the service of Krishna Balaram, and become attached to Krishna more. Attached to Krishna and detached from family, business, home, material comforts. And more attached to Krishna, that means happy. Householder life is so troublesome. Paying the bills, working hard, managing so many business affairs, personal affairs. It's like an ocean of trouble. Brahmachari thinks that I'll get married and I'll be happy. I'll have hot chapatis. Maybe here he thinks hot idlis. And it will be very nice. And shortly he finds out how much trouble is there. Then the householders ask, I have no time for chanting, I have no time for reading, I have no time for this, I have no time for that. Of course, those who are serious, they find the time and they manage. Despite all of so many things, they manage. That anyway, depend on Krishna and everything will work out. But vanaprastha life means a new opportunity. Now let me get free from, forget working, forget managing, hand it over. Kids can do it. If they can't do it, well, I'm going to die anyway, they'll have to do it. Voluntary death. Before dying, better to die. Voluntary death. Sannyas also means death. According to Indian law, the sannyasi is dead. He can't inherit any property. And if he gets any property after taking sannyas, no one inherits it from him because he's a dead man. Civilly dead. So better to die before dying. Otherwise, one thinks I'm living the life, but he's actually dead. In Bhagavatam, it said that the wife is dressed nicely, so many bangles, so many bangles. But if her hands are not engaged in the service of Krishna, they're like the hands of a dead man, a dead woman. For everyone. Unless we're engaged in Krishna's service, then we're practically dead while living. But this so-called death, sannyas or renunciation, means actual life. And when one has life, one can preach. Prana cheyar, chehetu prachar. One can do good for others. In householder life, one is a little encumbered. One has to stay in place and see to so many duties. Oh, good. That was a cell phone, yeah? We need to generate a little income. Those who accept the sannyas order, it's especially meant for preaching. Otherwise, how will Krishna consciousness spread? In family life, we're focused on the needs of a small group. My wife, my children, small group of dependents. When one is freed from those responsibilities, one can see to the welfare of the whole world, or at least a part of it. It's said about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that he left the small world of home and family for the greater world of Krishna and all humanity. And that one should do. It wasn't just for Prabhupada. You know, one person will take sannyas. But those who are older, after retiring from family affairs, eventually they should accept sannyas. It's not theoretical. It's not some old law in the books. It's fact. Those who are serious about satisfying Krishna and doing some good, first they should accept vanaprastha ashram, means winding down family affairs, loosening attachments, loosening the false sense that everyone is dependent on me. Even Narad Muni, when he came, Yudhisthira discovered, my uncle has suddenly gone, my aunt has suddenly gone. What will happen to them? They're elderly. What will happen? Narad Muni told Yudhisthira Maharaj that don't think that they're dependent on you. They were an illusion, thinking, how can we live? We'll have to depend on Yudhisthira Maharaj. We'll have to stay in the palace. This is our only life. That's one illusion. And the other illusion is, I'm supporting my uncle, I'm supporting my aunt. They're dependent on me. They're not dependent on you. When death comes, you can't save them. You may be the king of the world, but things are not in your hands. A bewildered old man is thinking, my wife is dependent on me, my children are dependent on me, everything depends on me. No. Everything depends on Krishna, not on me. And in old age, it's not my duty to see to the needs of dependents. My duty is to become independent. Not to be dependent on anyone, and not to have anyone dependent on me for material life. Sannyas. But to be fully dependent on Krishna, that comes in stages. In the vanaprastha ashram also, there are four stages. in the first stage, Vanaprastha stocks grains for up to a year. He's not working after all, he has no income. So he stocks grains for 1 year so that he'll be secure. And after living for some time with that thought, when he becomes more advanced, he realizes that I'm stocking grains for 1 year, but actually Krishna's sending everything I need. I can stock for 6 months, that's all right. Krishna will take care of the rest. Then after some time he thinks, that why 6 months? 1 month is enough. Krishna's sending more as I require. Then as he becomes more advanced, he thinks, why 1 month, 1 day is enough? Every day Krishna is sending me more, so I can stock for 1 day, that will be good enough. And then when he reaches the next stage, he thinks, why should I stock at all? Krishna's there, he'll provide. So increasingly, he's thinking that, all right, I'm keeping some, like a cushion, I'm keeping some, there's a word, what do you call it? Something that you keep for some security. Keeping something against.
Collateral?
Not collateral.
Buffer.
That's good. Yeah, I'm keeping some buffer. That's very good. I'm keeping some buffer against difficulty. But first he thinks that they better keep a big buffer. Finally comes to the point, I don't need any buffer. I'll depend on Krishna. As he becomes advanced, Prabhupada was traveling. What was Prabhupada's buffer when he came to America? 6 rupees? 8 rupees? The sannyasi realizes that I can go anywhere. And Krishna will maintain me. Krishna's protecting me. Krishna's maintaining me. He's maintaining the animals. He's maintaining everyone. He'll protect me also. He thinks that way. Well, that's the final stage. One doesn't jump to that final stage from being totally wrapped up in family affairs to the next day he's traveling the world, wandering in the forest. Of course, some advanced souls, they may just jump. That's also all right, if they're qualified. Yoga yukta, we should have now. If they're engaged fully in Krishna's service, then all right. But otherwise, for those who are thinking that, how is such a thing possible? No, you begin. Gradually retire from family affairs, hand things over, and you go to some place like Vrindavan, where there are so many holy places, one can go from place to place. Chant Hare Krishna, engage in the service of the deity. Become very serious, because death will come. Old age means the next stage before death. Then we'll have to renounce. We have to renounce this body, we have to renounce everything. By force. Death comes and says, give it all up. So voluntarily, rather than be forced, a Krishna conscious person feels this is my opportunity. For so many years I simply was engaged in making money and family affairs. And now I should be engaged in exclusively service of Krishna. for going back to Godhead and for benefiting others before going. Now at that stage, the wife remains at home under the care of the grown children. And her life is also meant for spiritual realization. In the West, the old women are thinking how to find a new man. I'm so foolish. But the Vedic culture, the elderly mother stays at home, and she's like the sets the standard of spiritual of dedication, devotion. Not interested in sense gratification. Chanting Hare Krishna, serving the deity, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and engaging in devotional service. And she also becomes perfect. So at every stage, one should be fully engaged in the service of Krishna. So at the final stage, one will go back home. All right. Any questions? Yes. When does the grihastha, when's the cutoff date? Manu says when your hair is gray. And you see the children of your children, then it's time to go. But Srila Prabhupada more often quoted Pancha Shortam Pranam Vrajate. Panchasa Urdhvam. Cutoff date is 5-0. And 50 years, that's the cutoff date. Now how does one cut it off? Prabhupada gave the example. That 50 means by Vrajate. Vrajate means vidhilin. Imperative mood. Not one may. One must. So must means, all right, I have to do it. Prabhupada gave the example, just like business. While we're in business, every morning we open our shop, depending what kind of business it is, the tea stall, well, they're the first guys. In the morning, they open up early because no one else can start their business until the tea wallet starts its business. But anyways, whether it's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, we open our business. And then at a certain time, we close the business. Whether it's 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever the time is, the hours are posted, such and such to such and such. Then when the time comes, we roll down the gate, lock it up, and that's it. Not that we think, well, it's 9 o'clock, but maybe another customer will come, maybe another two customers will come. You know, I could still make a little more today. 9 o'clock, finished. Whatever the time is. All right, time to close. Well, that way. Time has come. This is the real way to celebrate one's 50th birthday. To have a going away party. So if we're older than 50, then our time is already, you know, we're already behind the time. Prabhupada left family life like 52, I think. So 50 is the time. Not that we go on, well, 55, 60, 65, 70. Our time is already there. Death doesn't wait either. If I'm 50, how much more time do I have? We don't know, but not a lot. It goes quickly also. When you're a child, then between your 7th birthday and your 8th birthday is like an eternity. Goes so well, so many things happen, so long. You know, it's like a year. When we're older, a year goes just like that. And 25 years goes just like that. And death comes just like that. So Prabhupada gave that panchashortam banam prajayat. One should accept vanaprastha life by 50 years of age. Therefore, those who are grihasthas should be thinking that way. Not that I'm 45 and I'm having my next child. That's, you know, it's poor planning. If I have to leave at 50, then I'm not going to, you know, rev things up again at 45. If I'm going to leave at 50, I have to be closing things down before then. It doesn't mean that, well, 50 and then I suddenly take off, but planning that when I'm 50, I'll have to leave, so I have to plan. But people don't plan. They think that I'll go on forever. Foolish. This is family planning. They're pushing family. But this is also family planning. Planning how to get out of family life. But people go into family life like Abhimanyu going into the Vyuha. One should know how to get out. Therefore, brahmachari life is to teach him so that if he enters family life, he'll also know how to get out. For brahmachari training, not that life is only for those who are going to remain brahmachari their whole life. It's very important for those who are going to become grihasthas to get that training so that when they get into householder life, first of all, they'll know how to fight. And second of all, they'll know how to get out. Not be overwhelmed by the forces of illusion and be trapped. Okay.
Raja, you said that Mayavadis are still having attachment. Mayavadi sannyasis.
Mayavadis have attachment, yes. Mayavadi sannyasis.
And before Sukadeva Goswami and before Kumar was becoming...
Yeah, they also had attachments. Sukadeva Goswami, Kumaras.
Before they became devotees.
Yes, Sukadeva Goswami confessed in first canto that I was attached to the impersonal Brahma until I heard this message, Srimad Bhagavatam.
Then they were said as self-realized.
Yeah, he speaks that I was already self-realized. I was self-satisfied, Atmarama. Vad Atmarama Shtramuniyo, Nirgantapya Rukrame, Kurvanti Hoitakim Bhaktim Uttitam Bhuta, Gunahavi, the transcendental attractive qualities of Krishna are so attractive that although I was self-satisfied, I became attracted to Krishna. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is so important. By reading Srimad Bhagavatam, one becomes attracted to Krishna. Then all of these things become possible. To remain transcendental while engaged in family life. To leave family life for retired life, spiritual retired life. And finally, to accept renounced life. It all becomes possible by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
Maharaj, you mentioned that at the vanaprastha stage, one should plan to go to Vrindavan or holy places.
Mm-hmm.
But notice the holy places are even more expensive than the city life, practically speaking.
Holy places are more expensive than the city life? No.
Like Vrindavan and...
Yeah, depends. You want to get one of those live in one of those fancy developments that they're building, you know, with big lawns and a nice bungalow and happy people talking on their cell phones and driving around in little electric carts. Yeah, if you want to live like that, it's very expensive. But one is not meant to go to Vrindavan and live like that. Vrindavan is not meant for that. It's not meant to be the ideal place to put a golf course.
We also say devotees will take big sites and bring money. We also say that devotees also, they purchase big lands and make big houses, like in the holy place.
Yeah, they can do that. But that's not actually the purpose of Vrindavan, to live in a big estate in Vrindavan. Vrindavan means to follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis. Rup Sanatan, Bhattarabhanath, Jiva Gopal Bhatta, Dasarabhanath. Otherwise, apart from Vrindavan, we have so many temples. The retired people means now they're mature. They should have so much knowledge and experience. Expert in all the activities of devotional service, expert in the activities of family life, expert in the activities of business and everything. They can travel from temple to temple, render service to the deity, give guidance to the grahastas. The young guys are just getting into it. They don't know what they're getting into. Well, the retired man can give guidance, manage like this. Here's how you do your chanting, here's how you do your business, here's how... They're very valuable. Ladies also. And temples will be happy. Someone's coming to serve. Grahastas, practically they can't come and serve, too busy. And for them to serve full-time, they have to sacrifice so much money. But vanaprasthas, they need some rice dal and chapatis or some idli sambar or something. And they'll serve. And they'll be happy by serving. I know some older devotees, they're living like that. And one couple is there in New Jersey, Gujarati couple. Their second son grew up. Then we're living in this house. Why are we living in this house? The house was meant for 4 people, 5 people, we're 2 people. And now we don't need to earn money anymore. And we don't need to live in this house anymore. So they moved into the temple. 24-hour service. So that's also, the temple's as good as Vrindavan. If this Vrindavan has become too expensive, we have 108 other temples. Temple is also Vrindavan.
Generally, Brahmachari's parents quote this, that you must take care of us.
You become devotees and we'll take care of you. Someone is telling me? One of our preachers, same thing happened, that the boy wanted to join. And the parents said that he's just a young boy. He's our only son. If he becomes a brahmachari, then who will take care of us? If he joins the ashram and becomes a full-time devotee, and he's neglecting his duty. So the devotees said to him that, yes, you're right. Now, but you're old enough, now you should join the ashram full-time. All right, let him join. Devarshi bhutapta nrinam patrinam. Devarshi bhutapta nrinam patrinam kinkaram nayam rinin rajan. Someone who has taken shelter of Krishna completely, dedicating his life to Krishna. He doesn't owe anything to anyone. Not to the demigods, not to the forefathers, not to his parents, not to anyone. A higher duty. Even for material service, people give secondary importance to family affairs. You know, wartime. A young boy goes off to the war to protect the country. And the world doesn't say, well, how can you go off to the army leaving your parents? Because it's understood that the service of the country is a greater need. So for the service of the country, you can go. Mahatma Gandhi, he had his family affairs, his sons, everything, but he sacrificed those matters to work for the independence of the country. So he's not criticized, oh, he gave up his family duties. Instead, they put his picture on all the money. So if one can give up family responsibilities for the service of the country, then why not for Krishna? The country is a small thing. Small and temporary. Confirmed. Well, one should be prepared to sacrifice everything for the service of Krishna. Something else?
We try to preach to the parents, they don't accept. Still,
you try to preach to your parents, they'll never accept. Someone else has to preach to them. Sometimes the parents hear from the children, but if they're resistant, then the tendency is that he should be listening to us. Why should we listen? Then someone else can. Anyone else but you can preach to.
You mentioned the key for detachment is attachment to Krishna. Key for detachment.
Key for detachment is attachment to Krishna.
But how do we? It's so difficult attached to Krishna. So what are the various What are the various ways we can attach to Krishna?
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sankhyamatmanam. By devotional service one becomes attached. The more we serve Krishna, the more we become attached to Krishna. just by hearing, Sukadeva Goswami became attached, although he was already transcendentally situated, self-satisfied. But by hearing, he became attached to Krishna. Or by hearing about Krishna, by chanting Hare Krishna, by preaching about Krishna, serving Krishna, one becomes attached to Krishna. Associating with devotees of Krishna. In family, therefore, family life should be arranged in such a way that both husband and wife become more attached to Krishna. Morning and evening, hearing, chanting, serving the deity, become attached to Krishna. And family life becomes transcendental. What is that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one day I saw my house transformed into the spiritual world, into Goloka Vrindavan. Because Krishna is in the center and everyone's serving Krishna. Anything else?
There are many parents are dependent on their children due to health reasons. So for them, what is vanaprastha? For them, how is it vanaprastha?
Now, first of all, thing is that dependent on their children for health reasons. So conventionally, yes, so the young son should take care. But again, if the children are going to live for sense gratification or material life, then their duty, they should take care of their parents, not simply be sense enjoyers. But for the service of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave up his elderly mother, his young wife. She was just a young girl. And she was an elderly lady. The older son had already left home, father had died. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. What if the son were to die? How would the parents do? Somehow Krishna is there. Then others will have to take up the responsibility. And that's human society. Those who are living in family, therefore it's the duty. Those who are living in family life, they have the duty to take care of old men, Brahmins, cows, elderly ladies. Family life is not just a pleasure trip. It's full of responsibilities. And those who are grihasthas, they have to see to the welfare of such people, elderly. Yes. Because they'll later be elderly themselves. Parents are devotees, then serving the parents becomes Vaishnava Seva. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was that? Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Raghunath Bhatta, I think so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the duty. You serve your parents. As long as they're present, you serve them. Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta Goswami. As long as they're present, you serve them. And when they leave, then you join in Vrindavan. Because it was Vaishnava Seva. Of course, those old and firm parents, they should have gotten out before. Why are they still hanging around? Past their elderly days and infirmity, sitting at home and watching television. Therefore, 50 years of age. Because if we defer it, if we put it off, it'll be too late. You know, after I'm arthritic and I've got a heart condition and this and that, and I need this and I need that, and just to get through the day, where's the question of going to the forest? I can't even go to the toilet. Then it's too late. The time is gone already, and one has missed the opportunity. One shouldn't put it off thinking, well, we'll put it off to that time at which we can't do it. And then we become unfortunate. There's no guarantee that, you know, like Prabhupada, till his last days practically, he was strong, we're not guaranteed that, you know, I'll live till 70, 80, full strength, full mobility. While I've got, you know, the physical capability, now I should retire. Not wait till it's too late and I can't. Then I have to say, well, I would have, but I can't because... While we still have the power, we should get out. Open the next chapter. Just as we don't stay in school when we're 40. You know, we're not still going to high school when we're 40. High school is great, but it doesn't mean you stay there until you're 40. Householder life is very nice, but one shouldn't stay there at 60, 70, 80. No longer appropriate to get out. Anything else? Yes.
Maharaj, if I understood rightly, please correct me. You said that during Vanaprastha stage, generally Prabhujis should leave the house and Mataji should be kept.
No, Vanaprastha stage, the ladies can accompany, wife can accompany the husband as a voluntary assistant.
Yes, this is not an option, this situation.
It's an option. She can stay home or she can come with the husband, either way. There's no sex in Vanaprastha life. But as a voluntary assistant, the wife may come. I couldn't hear.
What about the rituals?
15.
What about?
The rituals, when they will die.
After a person dies, what about the rituals one has to perform?
What about the rituals to be performed when a person dies?
Yeah.
When he's left the family at 50, he gives up his family and he goes, and then he dies an orphan death. Then what about the rituals after death?
The son may not be able to perform.
The rituals.
Yep.
Yeah. But if he's left home for the service of Krishna, then rituals or no rituals, doesn't matter. Going back to Godhead doesn't depend on any rituals. And if he doesn't leave home, he stays at home, attached, trying to eke out the last bit of enjoyment. Squeeze out the last bit of enjoyment from his last few days. Rituals won't help him very much. Yudhisthira Maharaj, he couldn't go to perform the rituals for the death of Dhritarashtra and Kuntarni. They just burned themselves up in a mystic fire. Yudhisthira Maharaj wouldn't have had time to go anyway. But it was glorious. Didn't depend on any rituals. Simply rituals and rituals, but one never actually gets the purpose of life. What is the use? For the karmis, these rituals are very important. But for those who are transcendentalists, what is that? Shrotavyasya Shrutasya cha. They're beyond the limited scope of the Vedic rituals and ceremonies. That's for those who are still in material life. And those who are on the path of dedication to the personality of Godhead, they're beyond that. All right. We'll stop here.
Last question. Desire to honor delicious Krishna prasadam, does it amount to sense gratification?
Desire to honor delicious Krishna prasadam, does that count as sense gratification? Desire to honor delicious Krishna prasadam, no, but desire to enjoy delicious Krishna prasadam. And in old age, desire to honor Krishna prasadam, simply delicious Krishna, simply becomes frustration. The desire is there and the capability is not. But we should be more interested to see that Krishna gets nice offerings. And then we should cultivate that I'll accept the remnants of Krishna's offerings. And it may sometimes be very nice, tasty, may sometimes be very simple, but it's all Krishna's mercy. Sometimes Prabhupada said about the brahmacharis, he said they've given up everything else for a little nice prasadam, but them. So much material enjoyment is there, so little spiritual happiness by honoring Krishna prasadam. Yeah. Krishna Bharadoya Moy, Karadoya Jivajan, Shapashadan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates, they were a big part of their program was to honor Jagannath prasadam. But you see in Chaitanya Charitamrita in what mood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was honoring Jagannath prasadam. What, you know, we think about enjoying nice, but how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing Jagannath prasadam. You know, we should aspire to following that mind. Right, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Tomorrow's Ekadashi, yes?